You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I also try to use my talents and passion to exalt Jesus Christ and help lead others to the cross and to receive Him. How about you? What is it you could do around the clock and never get tired of that would exalt the Savior and benefit His kingdom? Again, you don't have to be a preacher, Sunday school teacher, Bible teacher, worship leader. What is it? I know a lot of people in this room here, and I know what their talents are. I won't say any names because it goes out on the radio, but imagine if you're a school teacher here today. Look at all the good you can do as a teacher. There's so much deception out here today in the world. You can go to 10 different people. You'll get lie. At least when they come to you, they're going to get the truth. In case you haven't guessed, there's a shortage of truth out here today. And God's looking for a few good men and women to stand up and preach the truth. The Lord Jesus said, I have come to bear witness of the truth. I hope and pray you would do likewise. And I know that you would. And I know that you do at all costs. But that's using your talents. God's given you a talent to be a teacher. Be a teacher and proclaimer of the truth. Amen? There's a shortage of it. James chapter 3 verse 1 says, let not many of us become teachers, knowing that we will receive a stricter judgment. The hammer's going to come down harder on teachers for misleading or deceiving people. But that's just one out of so many. Like I said, a football player or a pastor, preacher, evangelist, Sunday school teacher. I learned in seminary, more people come to Christ through Sunday school than anything else in the history of the galaxy. Sunday school, not the preacher, from the Sunday school teacher. Sunday school teacher? Sunday school teachers in here? Or on the radio? That's a great talent that God's given you to be able to communicate His word. How about people that work the food pantry here? What a great talent that is. People come here, they don't even have a loaf of bread. They don't have a loaf of bread. You know what? God cares about the down and out and the hungry. Not everyone's got that gift. Some people used to come here, Fred and Jill Rickard, they had the gift of hospitality. Man, oh man, you got to make a reservation to stay with them. They're booked up like all year long. My wife would have to plead with me to have someone stay at our house. I just don't have that gift. What is it that the Lord has gifted you to do? To bring Him glory. What is it? Okay, let's look at the Lord's responses now to these three individuals that were given talents by him. Verse 19. You can read more on gifts on Romans chapter 12, 1 Peter, and Ephesians chapter 4. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Okay, verse 19. Now after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I love that word. It means, look, look. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. The Lord said unto them, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Notice the equal commendation for the one that gained 5 and the one that gained 2. They equally got praised the same. What talent do you have, friend? Is it financial in your particular case? Some people have the money to build a special wing at a hospital, while others have the talent to crochet a heart and bring it to a child that's in that wing. The other guy had the money to build. Both equally praised by Almighty God. The one with the knitting needles and the one with the big bank account. Each according to his ability. Verse 24, and here comes trouble. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Look. Where's his behold? Look, you got what is yours. I call this the tale of the 3 beholds. Look at the reactions of all 3 of these men. First off, verse 20. He who received the 5 talents came and brought 5 others and said, Lord, you delivered to me the 5 talents. Behold, I've gained 5 more. Look at what I've done. It's kind of like your child when he comes home from school and he can't wait for his mama to get home or his dad. And he says, look, look what I did. Look what I drew. Look, this is the attitude he's looking for to have in you. Look at the joy that this guy, behold, look what I made. Look at my creation. That's the attitude these had. That's the attitude and the heart condition he's looking for, too. Get excited about kingdom work. Just like the second man. He also had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2. Look, or behold, I've gained 2 more. And now the last man and his behold. He who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man or austere man, reaping where you had not sown, gathering where you had not scattered seed, and I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, you've got what is yours. But can't you just feel the smugness and the disdain of this man? Dead fish, lukewarm. Notice his attitude. Number 1, he's lazy. Number 2, I'll say he's a liar, saying he was afraid. If you were afraid, you would have done more than the other two. But you would have done it for the wrong reasons. You would have done it out of fear. Afraid? No, no, you weren't afraid. You're a lion. Perhaps he was jealous of the other two that got more than he had. But don't say you're afraid, because you're not afraid. If you were afraid of him, you would have outworked all them other people. Now, as we're about to see, this heart condition will bring forth a violent death. Verse 26, the Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10. Take what this one guy has and give it to First Baptist down the street. At least they're going to do something when we give it to them. That'll put 20 more turkeys on the street. That'll fix 50 more bicycle tires. That'll buy 80 more Bibles. We'll take it from this and give it to them guys. Or give it to Ireland. That'll be more cans of soup and peas and bread. Each according to his own ability. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him that has 10. Verse 29, for to everyone who has, more will be given. And he will have an abundance, or he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Once again, we see the expression for the third time now. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That saying is always associated with being cast out of the kingdom of heaven and into outer darkness. So we've seen today the consequences of two attitudes towards Christ's return. The one who diligently prepares for it by investing their time and talents to serve God. They will be rewarded. The one who has no heart for the work of the kingdom will be punished. God rewards faithfulness, church. God rewards faithfulness. Those who bear no fruit for God's kingdom cannot expect to be treated the same way as those that are faithful. Let me say that again. Those that bear no fruit for the kingdom of God cannot expect to be treated the same way as those that are faithful. So let me encourage you today, church. Be about kingdom business until he returns.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.